This interesting email which I received today from Reb Ayadun, it's an interesting story. Please don't ask me too many questions in it because I don't know. But that's what it says. It's hard to believe, but Reb Ayadun of Bnei Brak and dying in the Nissen Karelitz's Bezdin is surely trustworthy to share the following. I mean, you know, he says it was three years ago, it's just an interesting perspective. It's an interesting story. 3 years ago, there was a school went on an outing. They were meant to go a school, I don't know if it was from Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, a cheder. They were meant to go on an outing, some particular activity, which was they took a coach and they traveled for an hour or two, and they went to a certain activity, and they were all excited and everything, and they go to that particular place, and they realize that it's not there, and the situation there is not really, it's not right for Yiddish boys to be there. Not sure what the park was exactly, but they just felt it's not, you know, and that's all you can imagine. It wasn't right. So they had to make a decision what they're going to do. They've got this whole group. Pardon? I never said, I heard it today for the first time.
They canceled.
They canceled, and then what happened? The prison?
What?
The prison? Okay. So what happened was that they not sure what story you're referring to, but I'll be interested to hear. So what happened was that they decided they're making a U-turn, they're going back. So the Menalim and everybody decided it's quite a massive disappointment for the boys, because the whole coach full of boys disappointed, they were waiting for that, this pride, this reward and everything. They can't go to this outing. So they went back onto the coach, and great disappointment, and the staff said to the boys, you know, you'll see, we'll be all right, and you know, you'll get something out. You know, we'll sort something out, and the mission is going to pay, whatever. It's for good reason. They explained. On the way back, they passed the prison. So one of the guys says, you know what? We've got the whole day empty, so we might as well just stop by in the prison. Let's see. You know, maybe that's an interesting activity. Instead of the amusement park, you go to the prison. So they stopped by and they tried their luck, and lo and behold, the prison there was a high security prison. But they explained to the prison staff that, you know, can we just say, yeah, you know what? Why don't you just you can be, as long as you keep far beyond that fence, whatever. You can, there's one particular area you can have a view to the prison building. You can't see the inmates, but you can just see the prison building. You can be there for a few minutes, and you can see the windows a little bit, and you can. All right, so the boys were there. They were told, you know, that's security, and as they told the basics and everything. And then the boys said, "What are we going to do?" He said, "Why don't you just sing a song? You know, sing a song. They'll hear you. They can't, you know, you can't see them. They can see you. Why don't you sing a song?" And they started, "Okay, fine." So they started singing one song. And they realized that most of the inmates were not. It's an Ed Sol, so most inmates in a high security prison are going to be. Yeah. So they realized that, you know, what we're doing over here, singing in front of, you know, like, what's the point, really? But then, as they were singing, after a bit of time, they realized there's one person that is waving his hand. And they realized that somebody's actually listening. They couldn't see the face of the person, but it was obviously Yid, and it was obviously somebody that got excited, and he was waving away, and they got chizik from that. It's okay, let's sing another song. And you can see then his second hand comes out, and he's all excited and everything. He said, "Wow, this is quite good." And the guy carried on like this, and they got chizik, and they see how he's getting all excited and everything. So they started singing and dancing, and they stayed there for a bit of time. All right, okay, that was after that exciting, interlude. That's it. They went back onto the coach, and they were back, and that was the end of the thing. And I don't know how they dealt with the disappointment of the other. That I don't know. Interested to know, actually, how they deal with the disappointment of this huge group of boys. But that is it. 3 years later, they get, which apparently, according to the what I read, it happened recently. The guy turns up in that particular cheder. And he's got a beard and a hat and everything, a fun guy. And okay, what's the rest of the story? Three guesses, yeah. So obviously what happened was that this was an inmate in the prison, and he was obviously inmate in a high security prison for, I suppose, for good reason, right? they end up normally there for a good reason. But he was obviously not completely disconnected, detached from Yiddishkeit and everything. But he gave him such chizik to see. He heard for the first time. He was not brought up in any heimish. But he gave him such chizik and everything to hear Yiddish boys singing and dancing and everything. So that was the beginning of his personal change and his own personal development. And yet he was really touched by that. And he felt, why am I in prison? What am I doing over here? Really, I should be, a Yid and keeping something and doing something. And the rest is history. It took him a while to get out of the prison. Took him quite a while to get back to the boys. But yes, the rest is history. What little action can sometimes do. Rabbi says, Simon Chav Alev Seif Gimel Mutal Chabez. It's actually an interesting question if you think about it. Why is it that we're allowed to go in the Beis HaKisei, in the bathroom, in the toilet, you're allowed to go with tzitzis? Interesting, it's a chavetz shel mitzvah. Why can you enter the Beis HaKisei with tzitzis? Shulchan Aruch says, mutar lekanes lebetzitzis the Beis HaKisei. You're allowed to do that without any further hesitation. For kol shkein lishkov b'hein, the shori also allowed to sleep with tzitzis. That's not a problem. V'yeshekos with Ramo adds, shenagu, some of the minig, shenagu shlo lishkov v'tale sheish by tzitzis. Some of the minig are not sleeping with tzitzis because it's a bit disrespectful. Kam shlo litna lichov, yes, so some of the minig of not sleeping with tzitzis. I know. V'aria kodesh. And we mentioned that previously, and Mishnah is going to mention that over here. On the contrary, he held that one should sleep with tzitzis. But the Ramah feels better not to sleep with tzitzis. Additionally, gam shalitna lechoibis in Yehudi lechapeis. Interesting. Is anyone in Makbid on that? Not to give tzitzis to a goyisha. Well, he's not talking about dry cleaning, but that would be the equivalent. Not to a goyisha washing facilities. Why? V'akoil, all this shelo yu mitzvahs bezuzet zoyos, the mitzvahs shouldn't be disrespected in your eyes. Ach, no again, lohokel, but the minig is, the custom is lishkov him to sleep with them. Quite a lot of interesting halachas. Halacha number one in this sif is, you're allowed to go to Beis HaKisei with it. So the obvious question is, what, you're allowed to go with tzitzis to Beis HaKisei? So what about? Of course, talas gadol. What is technically speaking difference between a talas katan and talas gadol? Are we allowed to go with the talis gadol to the Beis HaKisei? No, absolutely not. What? Into is used to go what?
He used to go with the number one to this
talis. Right, says the Mishnah Berurah. Indeed, that's where he can't. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah. That's it. I didn't know that he did. Reb Shmuel Auerbach did. Wow, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Beis HaKisei dafke b'dalat kanfus. Tefillin as well. Really, that's a chiddush. Right. Dafke bedalat kanfas akon shalev shekol hayom. Yes, when we say you're allowed to go to Beis HaKisei, that's referring to the tzitzis. Yes, you certainly allowed. Shalev shekol hayom, where don't you? Aval elu talis shal mitzvah. But when it comes to a talis godoil shal mitzvah, shemir chodim like leis palel bohen, that are designated purely for tefillah. Our tzitzis are not designated for tefillah. Tzitzis are constant.
Talis isn't designated for tefillah if you are all day, right?
Talis, however, what talis kotl and talis gadol?
Talis
gadol, yeah.
It's not
okay, but so he says, one second. Talis gadol is designated for tefillah. It is not proper. It is not proper to walk with a talis gadol into the Beis HaKisei. However, achle hashtin b'en muta, but urinate with a talis gadol is permitted as well. That's not considered such a great bizoin. Rabbi said, we've got to remember. There's a strong leniency and there's two really differences on the other extreme. On the one hand, how did people urinate until 100 years ago? Right? There wasn't the facilities that we've got nowadays. So obviously, so that's why they felt it's very lenient, very, very lenient. You know, the hashtin is perfectly okay. That's one point. On the other point, there's another very solid argument that can be, and we've mentioned that, we will talk about it again when we talk to Ilch, but we've mentioned it previously. The Beis HaKisei nowadays, are a lot cleaner. There is even some achronim, one old, that our toilets nowadays are not considered Beis HaKisei, really, to a large degree, because everything is flushed away.
Isn't the point of a Beis HaKisei more than the actual facilities? The whole point is to show...
So there is various levels in a Beis HaKisei, but generally we talk about a Beis HaKisei. It's talking about the Beis HaKisei, which is a place that is designated and therefore very, very solid and very dirty. The fact that everything is flushed away, that is a very recent phenomenon. But you're right. There is something about the designated place, which also that's true. But that's one level, and the other level is so that's true as well. What you're saying. So he says. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is first of all. Tzitzis, fine to go to Beis HaKiseh. Talas Godoil, Beis HaKiseh is a problem. Talas Godoil, Beis HaKiseh is a problem. However, Lehashtin is okay. To urinate is okay. And that's obviously what you're quoting that. Now, the question is the question can be asked.
Even in the Beis HaKiseh,
right? Yeah. That's what the Mishnah seems to say. Here comes the discussion of the kittel. The kittel, can you take the kittel? We speak about it in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Hilchos Yom Kippur. We speak about it as well. Are you or are you not allowed to take the kittel into the Beis HaKiseh, Rabbi Yisai? You see people doing all kinds of things. Can you take the kittel into it? Can you? Yes, no? You can't. Look, so what's your argument? Why would you argue? Says the Mishnah Berurah because it's malbush al tefillah. Gam ha'olchim b'yom ha'kippur lefonos ha'malushon b'kittel tzorich she'yifshoit ha'kittel. You must take away the kittel before entering the Beis HaKiseh. Kivin she'peg etzem yuchad rak le'spal, because it is designated for tefillah. You're not going to take the talis into the Beis HaKiseh. You're not going to take the kittel into the Beis HaKiseh. Now, I do appreciate that a lot of people are lenient on this. And what? Why? Well, a lot of people are not lenient. I think that a lot of people who wrote this Mishnah Berurah, they were not going to take the kittel into Beis HaKiseh. Point number one. The ones who are lenient, what are their thoughts? Why would people take
it? You also wear it in other occasions.
Okay, so what? Let's touch which occasion?
Well, stay the night.
Stay the night. What else? Oh, yeah? Oh, that's interesting. So, say the night, Shlomo Zalman was asked about that. You can see it on the side. The issue is pointing out, I wasn't aware of that. So, and Rabbi Yashiv also, what was about the say the night. So, they said, no, say the night doesn't mean that say the night is such a heilig night. Say the night is so special. Leilis Kaddish Achag. It's such a heilig night. So, that does, it's like a tefillah. It's like it's such a special night that it doesn't take it. It's true, we eat as well, but that's not really that. It's a special night. So, it goes in the category of tefillah. Very interesting. So that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Now, so the kittel, the ones who take off the kittel, why do they do that? The ones who do not take off the kittel. The ones who do not take off the kittel to go to the Beis HaKiseh, why are they not makpid? Pardon? Yeah. So they will argue, it's no different than the talis. The talis, we said, Lahashtin is fine. Lahashtin is fine. And the toilets nowadays are much better, so you'll have to do it. But to go proper into the Beis HaKiseh, proper into the Beis HaKiseh with the kittel, that seems to be more questionable, much more questionable. Yeah.
In practicality, I mean, the Hashtin is a lot more less intrusive. But
yeah.
If you said you go proper,
then absolutely.
So
the Maaseh said there is a strong argument to say that, I mean, the Pashtas of the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the kittel should be taken off, like it should be treated like a talis. It should be treated like a talis.
You want to keep it clean as well.
So you do, before entering the Beis HaKiseh, as you take off the talis, you're going to take off the kittel. According to Mishnah Berurah, that seems to be the right approach. Now here comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tezvav, which is by the Chassidim very common knowledge, but in the Litvish world a bit less. So Shelo Elishkov, not to sleep with the talus cotton. V'kisu Ari Kosov, the Kisu Ari writes Al Pi Soit, according to this Kabbalah, Sheish Lishkov Balayla, one should sleep in the night with the talus cotton, and there is an enormous amount of Mefarshim explaining Sfarim, explaining why, what's the point, what's the reason. Surely it's loves man tzitzis, night is not really the man tzitzis, so what's the point of wearing tzitzis by night? So obviously it's got to do with some sort of shmira, some sort of protection, some sort of that's where the kisvari comes from. But again, Rabbi Yisrael, let us be clear, in the Ramah it's explicit, you do not wear a tzitzis by night. It comes from the world of the Ariya Kodesh. Yeah, so that's what Shlomo Zalman says, Taka. Yeah, you should want to wear it from Shiyaki, yeah. Yeah, but it is a big okay. So now Siv Zayin, Yishli Zoek Shadom Loivish Talis, a person should be careful when he wears a talis. Shlo Yigroy Tzitzyosa, we shouldn't drag the tzitzis. You know the people who've got really long tzitzis? It's referring to that. And also when it comes to the talis gadol, make sure that they don't wipe the floor, the floor clean. It's not respectful. Two reasons in Mishnah Berurah why you have to be makbid that the tzitzis don't reach the floor. Either because of respect of the mitzvahs, if they're dragging the floor, they're going to end up You're going to end up puzzling them. V'lachein, therefore, yakbiyem, you should lift him up. V'yitchavem bechagoyroi, you should stick it into your gartel. Yeah, well, you're right, really, it's the belt. But so there it comes, so when you see that, a lot of people, some people are makpid on that. They take the tzitzis and they put it in some sort of, they put it in the gartel, but in the chesidic world, it makes a lot more sense than by us. But that's where it comes from. I've seen people who tuck in the tzitzis, you know. Some people are want to make, if they're a bit long, they make, but yeah. So that's where it comes from.
The reason was that you shouldn't damage it. The reason wasn't because it's not covered.
Both reasons apply, Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says both reasons when it comes to dragging the tzitzis, yeah.
Because then you shouldn't play basketball. You shouldn't be playing tzitzis because you're like, it's a damage
now. Yeah. I know, because I feel that the tzitzis normally get damaged with chairs, I always feel. These chairs, they always, they tend, yeah, I know. So what are you going to say? Don't sit on chairs because this is, I don't know. Yeah, truth is, it always to do with the way you tell us, where you tell us God. And, yeah, yes. Was that?
We didn't discuss about the dry cleaner.
Dry cleaner. Yes, very good. So the Ramah, very good. Shkoyach Reb Gideon. So the Ramah taught us that you shouldn't shleiliktein lekoyves any yudi lekhabes. You shouldn't give it to a goyish dry cleaner. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Tezayin lekoyves any yudi hatalitzim atzitzis. The talitz with the tzitzis. Elo mati atzitzis. What the Mishnah Berurah says, you should release the tzitzis v'achkach and after koyves, and you should wash it afterwards because of the so it's again untie the tzitzis v'achkach koyves and afterwards give it to the dry cleaner. Yeah, it's a common design.
Is there any heta?
So the answer is yeah, because if you Mishnah Berurah says that achnoyagin lehokelishkav bohe, the meaning is to be lenient to sleep with it. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here, not only sleeping, lishkavem, v'chein lita lekoyves yehudi, the minig is to be lenient. It doesn't explain why. So they certainly, the Ramah does say, better to give your tzitzis to a Yiddish dry cleaner and not to give it to a Goyish dry cleaner, if you can. The talis should go to a Yid as opposed to a Goy. The Ramah says, the minig is to be lenient. Mishnah Berurah says, the minig is to be lenient. However, it does see ish machmirim b'zeh shi'as the canal. Some however machmir that one should try to use as much as possible yidden. Yeah, so that's what it is. So I don't have a strong argument. There's no svara. There's no solid rationale to explain why people are lenient. But the Mishnah Berurah does state explicitly that yes, the meaning is to be lenient and not to give the talis to a.
There's one here that it does well.
Yeah.
Same day return.
Same day return, and it.
This is the same for the Yiddish dry cleaners that Rav was talking about. You said that it's a good business to.
Oh, yes.
For me, I'm Yiddish.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Anyone could commercialize this, definitely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, so it is, Rav Gideon, what do you want to say about it?
Is there a Jewish one in Edgeway or not?
No.
One in Hendon.
Yeah. There isn't. So I suppose the beginning that itself is the answer. You know, I suppose the answer is if there's no Yiddish alternative, you can use a goy. You can use the. I suppose whether it would be a strong argument with Machmer is that if there's two dry cleaners, one is a Yid, one is a goy, then at least the talis you should give to the Yid. Probably other things as well, but certainly the talis should give to the Yid. To drag him, but yes, yeah, it's a good idea. Yes, we're all your first customers. Yes.
I used to work in Hendon, and I'd give all my other clothes to the Indian dry cleaner.
The talis is given to. Yeah, it is interesting to note, Rabbi said, it is a mitzvah deraisa. Perhaps if the prices are the same, there's probably mitzvah deraisa to give the yid the business. It's really important. We sometimes forget that it's a mitzvah to go to Yiddish businesses to support them. You know, if you save yourself 10% by going to the goy, it might not be sufficient reason. If it's a substantial difference, then perhaps. But if it's a limited benefit, you should go to the yid. It's all in the chazak toboy. It's all mitzvah of supporting one another. Sif chav beis simon chav beis aboy say uvoy sif echad. Kono talitz v'osu betzitzis. Do you make a shechianu on the tzitzis? The answer is, yeah, kona talis. If you bought yourself a talis, vasa be tzitzis, you put a tzitzis on it, mvach shechianu, make a shechianu. The loy gora, it's no different than mekelim chadoshim, it's no different then. Now watch out, watch out. What does kelim chadoshim mean? New clothes or new vessels? Clothes. Kelim means clothes. Kelim doesn't mean kelim. Kelim means clothes. Loshon Mishnah, Loshon Shulchanoch, Kelim always means clothes. So lo yigara mekelim chadoshim. Just like for new clothing, you're going to make a shechianu, so too, when it comes to new talis, you're going to make a shechianu. What about tzitzis? Can you make a shechianu on tzitzis? You buy yourself a new tzitzis, you make a shechianu? By accident? So the answer is you don't. It's not choshev enough. How much it costs a tzitzis? It's not choshev enough. How much is it?
£13.
Yeah? So it's not, it doesn't have that value, that expense, that chshivas. So therefore, on a tzitzis, generally, post can say you don't make a, like when you buy a new shirt, yeah, you're not going to make shechianu. Yeah? So also on a tzitzis, you don't make shechianu. How much is a talis, a new talis? How often you buy a new talis? Every, how many years? Yeah, they are very expensive. So that, you make a shechianu.
If you go to the toilet now, then
clearly,
by the same token, you would make a shechianu.
If what, if?
If you go to the toilet, you know.
What's the connection between that?
It shows how...
Choshev it is.
Which is not very choshev.
Ah, I see. No, I don't see the connection. I mean, you can buy it to a, you can go with a suit that costs how much? A fortune suit, yeah? You can make shechianu on it, because it's really expensive, really choshev. You're still going
to...
The fact that you go to the toilet, that doesn't make it less choshev. It doesn't make it less choshev. The halachos of shechianu is about the chshivas of the garment. You can take a Rolex into the. I'm saying it's not. It
shows it's not choshev. You can take it into the toilet. If it says, it shows it's not
choshev. As opposed to the talus. What are you saying? Okay, good. So it says in Mishnah, "Ve'im lo yberech b'shas asir mevorech b'shas ituvrishen." You can. When is the right timing? When is the right timing? When is the right timing to make the brach of shechianu? It's nagar chosn. I don't know. You remember when you were chosn? When did you make a shechianu? You got a talis from your kala. When did you make a shechianu? What stage exactly? When you got it? When you wore it the first time? So the Mishmur says there's two times you could potentially make a bracha. Either when you get it, or when you put it on the first time. Either one is good. Either one is good. So these are the two options. The Mishnah gets over here quite, it has a greater discussion on what is the ideal timing. But it's, you know, it's true with any item that you buy. You buy yourself a new cashmere scarf. How much do they cost? Are they expensive? Never had one, yeah? So when is the right time you actually make the bracha? When you make shechion on it? So the answer is either when you buy it, which gives you excitement, you own it now, the possession, or alternatively, when you wear it the first time. Both are eligible for shechianu. Either or. Okay. Now,
if you go shopping, you buy a new silk scarf.
When it's make shechianu, yeah, that can part for the second day. That's a really good idea. Rabbi says, Simon Chav Gimel will discuss what is the right way of doing. What do you do with tzitzis in the Beis HaKvos? The person goes to the cemetery to Beis HaChaim. What do you do with his tzitzis? That we'll discuss tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. What's the right way of dealing with tzitzis, and what's the problem potentially with it? Rabbi said, to summarize, we learned that talis can be so tzitzis. You can go to Beis HaKvos with tzitzis. Basically, talis gadol is no, you can't unless for lahashdin mishnah bu is matir. The kittel is the same thing. We spoke about sleeping with tzitzis is okay, so with the talis is better not. The leniency we spoke, the Ramah is lenient with regards to and then the Ramah also doesn't like going to the dry cleaner with the talis. Mishnah bu says that. Meaning is to be lenient. We spoke about not schlepping or dragging the tzitzis on the floor. It's a bizoin, and it might get possible. We also spoke about the bracha of shechianu, which you say when you purchase a talis. By tzitzis, talis cotton, we don't make a shechianu. With regards to talis cotton, when you make shechianu, you can either make it when you buy it or when you wear it the first time. Rabbi Yisrael, I wish you a very pleasant evening.